a December 20th, 2021 at 9:02 a.m. Under commission remarks, we do have accepting applications for the Board of Equalization. We have one opening. It's a three-year term, and anyone can apply through our taneycounty.org website. Moving on down the agenda, public hearing for proposed rezoning requests located off Buchanan Road, number 20-202101. And these are 1707 Lakeshore Drive.
We'll start with the first one.
We'll start with Building 4, Unit 1.
No, we'll start with those are separate than the first one, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So first I'd like to welcome everyone to the December 20th, 2021 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So our first case is case Four Men Development LLC. Is represented by Todd Chandler, received Planning Commission recommendation on December 13th, 2021, Planning Commission public hearing and support for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of parcel number 08-3.0-08-000-000-010.000 owned by Four Men Development LLC. Located off Buchanan Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 general commercial district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 33.89 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property is served by Public Water District Number 3 in the City of Branson sewer for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Buchanan Road. So looking at the PowerPoint here, this is the transfer station, of course, Buchanan Road, middle school. This is our subject parcel. Here's our zoning layer. The dark layer is the incorporated part of the city limits of Branson. The white, of course, is A1, R1, R2, M1, R3, and C2. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant or representative.
Good morning, commissioners. I expected Mr. Chandler to also be here.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. My name is Glenn Green. I'm an attorney in Springfield. And I am an authorized representative of Four Men Development LLC, which is a locally owned business basically is a development plan for a relocation of an existing business that's outgrown its space and some accessory buildings as well.
And I'm Todd Chandler with CPWG Engineering. And I'm the engineer record on the project. So we presented, as Mr. Sterrett presented as well, we presented for the Planning and Zoning Board meeting last week. We did receive one one comment from a concerned stakeholder about the stormwater that's going to be generated as part of this development. Apparently there's some flooding issues. I was just talking to Devin back in the back, and we're going to meet this afternoon to go over some of the stormwater requirements, as well as there's a culvert that's being impacted on the to the east of the property. So Devin and I will be meeting at 2 this afternoon to kind of go over that, as well as stormwater, her concern as far as the stormwater requirements. We are going to be putting in a stormwater detention pond as part of the development, so it's really going to lessen the impact to where we release less, or the flow rate is less than what it is currently leaving that property. So we are definitely aware of her concern, and we are taking steps to mitigate that as well with the development, which we will submit plans when we go for the commercial building permit here in the future.
This parcel is in the county now, but you do plan to annex it into the city, is that correct?
It will be open for annexation because we're going to be connecting to city sewer. So as part of that process, it's at the board or the city of Branson's desire if the property will be annexed or not into the city. We're moving forward with design per city of Branson requirements, just assuming that they're going to want to annex the property at some point.
Any further questions?
I don't have any.
All right. Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask if there's anyone here in remonstrance or in opposition of this. Come forward. Seeing none.
Devin, what's the impact on the road going to be? Because is it two lane right now, but has the ability to go four? I'm trying to remember. Or is it two lane with a turn lane? What's there now?
There's a three lane on Buchanan.
So it's two going one way and one coming back?
There's two main lanes and then a turn lane.
So there's a turn lane?
All the way up to the school, beyond the school.
And then there's easement on both sides wide enough to enlarge the road if we need to in the future?
The impact that we had at the PNZ on Lafayette Road, down below it, they're going to be putting a detention pond in above it. That's going to help it quite a bit. Currently, we have an 18-inch culvert, and then right across, we have to upgrade from 2 foot to 3 foot. But I'm waiting to get all the hydrology from him that he's going to be giving me.
So you think with the detention pond would might mitigate you having to put in a...
Correct. It will for sure help.
But then as far as the traffic impact, is there... You guys are, and it's obvious, you're being vague on what you're doing, and that's fine. I understand that. But what kind of traffic impact is going to be there? Has there been traffic impact studies to know? Because we already deal with a lot of traffic issues coming out onto... the side road or the state's road. We try to get the state to do some stuff with us. We can't get them to cooperate on anything. So the concerns I would have would just be more and more traffic there. So do we know what that's going to be?
We have not done a traffic impact statement yet. We certainly can for the development. We have no issues with doing that. We are putting two entrances in, so it's kind of a horseshoe-shaped on the property. So there will be two points of entrance and exit. But, yeah, we can certainly do a traffic impact study. Right now we're wrapping up the field topo, doing the survey on it. So that's just part of the process that we can certainly do.
Would you be able to say what type of traffic increase would be caused by this development?
Not until the traffic study is done, but it will be. There will be an impact.
What if I were to say I can't, in good conscience, vote on this until that's done?
I mean, that's certainly, you have every right to do that, but it just delays the process, and we'd have to come back in front of you again. So, I don't think we can make that decision, but. I mean, as far as a traffic impact statement, you know, we can go ahead and get none of those done. I mean, it's just a cost of doing the project. I, you know, obviously I have to put a proposal together for my client and get approval before proceeding on it, but I don't see any issues on this.
Range. Are we talking 1,000 cars a day? Are we talking 5,000 cars a day? Are we talking 100 cars a day? Are we talking semi-trucks? Are we talking... I mean, these are things that, in my opinion,
yeah.
We need to know before we make a decision on something.
Yeah, and there will be some semis involved with it, because there are going to be warehouse spaces back there. So I'm certain there will be semis involved. I'd say probably 10%. You know, that's probably on the high side.
An increase of 10% or semis would be 10% of the overall?
Probably 10% of the overall, somewhere in the 5 to 10% range. And, you know, we understand there's definitely concerns there with the school, too. We've been working with the school district as well. As far as trying to get them on board for the project, too, because obviously it's going to be important to be the good neighbor. But, yeah, that's something we can certainly get a traffic study. As far as the overall increase, it really depends on what businesses are going to go into these warehouse spaces. It's hard to predict. I mean, because right now they're kind of speculative warehouses. So it all depends on the nature of the client that actually goes into it. As far as the
this isn't a specific business. This is
there's one building that we have identified as our client's new location, which will be a combination of office and warehouse space. Not a ton of employees.
Yeah, and that's a property management company.
Like Todd said, there'd be semi-trucks to deliver materials and supplies occasionally, nothing real significant, not a trucking operation by any means. The other two buildings, we're still trying to finalize what those would be, so it'd be hard to say what the anticipated traffic would be on those other two.
Devin, where are we at with communications with the state on trying to help that? What's the name of the feeder street, right? Runs parallel 65. Do I? The outer road.
Yeah, 65 outer road.
65 outer road, okay.
Yep.
I can touch base with him. The last time I talked to him, they weren't willing to do anything. If whatever we wanted to do, they might cooperate. As far as permitting to put another entrance, on board with that.
What about putting the stop sign there and letting the flow of traffic like we did at F-160?
They did not want to do that.
I think having, you know, working with in conjunction with Devin and having a traffic impact statement complete so we can go to the DOT and provide kind of an analysis, I think that makes sense in this situation.
Well, it does, because south of there, there's hardly any traffic.
Yeah, correct.
Currently, right now, we have about 3,500 average daily traffic on that road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just those two times whenever it's extremely busy.
Yeah.
Because even then, trying to get from the high road or 76 now from the outer road, there's a lot of issues and wrecks and problems there. So are we going to add to that with this?
By them doing that traffic study, that would definitely help with MoDOT.
to this point, the plans are there'll only be three buildings on the 34 acres, so we're not talking.